here is the news read by Ayi Mbile. First, the top stories. The Southwest region says thank you to the President of the Republic for a higher teacher training college, with CPDM members reiterating the unwavering support to the party chairman, President Paul Biya. The ANC party that freed South Africa from apartheid loses its 30-year majority in landmark elections. And students of the University of Yaoundé Tsuwa perform impressively well, bagging 30 medals, 16 in gold, at the Garoua University Games that end today. Good afternoon. We begin the news in Douala, where actors, professionals in the entertainment industry and organizers of the Cameroon International Audiovisual Fair have taken the commitment to make Cameroon a hub of African audiovisual content. The one-week event, which showcased Cameroon's audiovisual prowess, is ending on a satisfactory note, with stakeholders counting a good number of successful outcomes. Cynthia Etim reports.
All is well that ends well. CINAC 2024 wraps up and stakeholders all smile for having showcased Cameroon's audiovisual prowess to over 8,000 visitors from Cameroon and other countries.
I'm Yvette Ewangbole, a journalist with My Media Prime Television. It gives us room to interact with our fellow collaborators from other media houses, do a comparative analysis and see where some of us are lacking and how we can beef it up.
I'm Tessa Bags, journalist and content provider. I work with Jambo FM. When we have such moment where we come together, is the possibility for all those who are inside. You have to study, understand whether you're doing the things right or not. Today, we have the impression that social media has come to influence the media, and sometimes we get lost in what we propose as content to our public. So I think that this salon falls at the right spot.
The seven-day event was marked by masterclasses and conferences with several audiovisual media houses exhibiting their works to the public. Guests from Burkina Faso, Nigeria, and Ghana, who shared knowledge and tapped some from Cameroon, expressed the desire to partner with local producers. Yolande Bodiong is the organizer of CINAC.
We have a lot of collaboration. We have been done here. During the conference, they were saying that they love Cameroon, and what they saw here will have an impact on them, even on what they are going to do.
All eyes are now turned to the next edition of the Cameroon International Audiovisual Fair. Cynthia Etim, CLTV News, Douala.
And more from the Cameroon International Audiovisual Fair, CINAC, where filmmakers say that Cameroonians have become great consumers of their own contents, unlike in the past when their focus was on Western movies. Providing movie series of quality related to the daily lives of Cameroonians in view of the promising market remains a challenge for the filmmakers. Rosalind Fossa tells us more.
The scenario of food abandoned on the fire or even houses being consumed by flames as series lovers lost self-control while watching European content is gradually becoming history. Series producers in Cameroon like Blaise Option say gone are the days when foreign content was the center of attraction.
After my studies, I discovered that each country likes to watch their own stories. When you get in homes now, it's difficult to see people watching foreign series, which shows that Cameroonians have adopted their own works.
For other producers like Francoise Elong, Cameroonians now constitute an important audience and great consumers of local products.
The audience is demanding. They're having a lot of series they're seeing every single day. So we need to understand that we have to go more, giving them more.
Though there is the urge and demand from consumers, having access to buyers remains one of the major challenges.
The finances are always the issue. When you have ideas, you talk about money most of the time, and you're confronted of the reality of the idea you have and how much money you have to produce.
Series are very much consumed in Cameroon now. All what we need are broadcasters. At first, we had issues of quality, but the digital era helped us correct that.
The series market in Cameroon is thus becoming more productive, but producers say having lucrative platforms and buyers us, we make the industry more fruitful. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
Now the second edition of the Cameroon International Audiovisual Fair, now ending in Douala, is also a forum for filmmakers to reflect on ways of benefiting from the transformative potential of artificial intelligence. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla tells us more.
The film industry, a colossal world of creativity and innovation, finds itself at the dawn of a new era. This isn't just any upgrade. It is a revolution powered by the engines of artificial intelligence, transforming the way films are made and also creating new possibilities for the film industry as a whole. From democratizing filmmaking tools to enhancing audience engagement, artificial intelligence is opening up new avenues for innovation and growth. Danielle Ebonge is a web journalist.
Artificial intelligence can help in special effects, decoration, make movies more performant, and with less costs for the production.
The advantages of artificial intelligence in filmmaking may be enormous, but actors in the audiovisual sector, like Danielle Ebonge and Clarence Nyong'o, say it poses some risk.
The human being is relegated behind the scene and is no more the main focal point of the movie.
Despite all the evolution and modernism that we want, there is also the ethical side of artificial intelligence that must be preserved and on which we must raise awareness. For example, in terms of writing content, we must go and take everything that artificial intelligence provides us with. That means we are plagiarizing. Industry experts participating at the second edition of the Cameroon International Audiovisual Forum in Douala have emphasized on the need for the natural aspect of film production to be maintained. Gladys Atemba Chechuma Banla, CRTV News, Douala.
And to one of our top stories, members and sympathizers of the CPDM in FACO Division have expressed their gratitude and steadfastness to the head of state, President Paul Biya, following the creation of a higher teacher training college in the University of Boya. They made the commitment of thanks in Limbe during a meeting of the different CPDM sections in FACO yesterday under the auspices of the head of the divisional CPDM Central Committee, Permanent Delegation, Minister of Secondary Education, Professor Nalo Valionga. Details with you, Henry McCauley of CRTV Boya.
The CPDM members and sympathizers came from Boya, Tiko, Idinao, Limbe and Muyuka for one main reason: to say thank you to the head of state, Paul Biya, for creating a higher teacher training college in Boya, and to reassure him that their support for him and the CPDM party is unwavering. Professor Nalova Liunga, head of the divisional permanent delegation of the Central Committee of the CPDM, chaired the meeting.
We have to be extremely happy. That good news story is nothing else than having an Ecole Normale given to the University of Boya. And I'm telling them, we have to know how to live with one another. And if we have problems, we're going to discuss and work about those problems and get their solutions. And that is why I'm promising another meeting.
That aside, the minister used the occasion to urge CPDM members to register massively and to ensure that they give a resounding victory to their party and the head of state, Paul Biya, whom they stressed remains the best choice. The minister also reminded them to be disciplined as they move towards elections next year. Before the end of the meeting, party officials raised a host of challenges, which Minister Nanova reassured them they will be handled in the appropriate time. Henry McCauley, CRTV, Boya.
And this is CRTV News. Cigarette, alcohol and drug use is developing and becoming quite common among youths aged 13 to 18 in the Northwest region. Health experts in Bamenda attribute the rising and concerning trend to peer pressure, stress and low self-esteem. Speaking as Cameroon joins the globe to observe World No Tobacco Day, commemorated annually on the 31st of May, the medics are also urging young people addicted to nicotine to seek for medical help and quit smoking, which can cause long-term negative effects on the body. Orla Titanki reports.
The addiction was really bad.
He is 18 years and a university student who pleaded anonymity. He disclosed that his friends convinced him to smoke and he cannot go a day without smoking more than five sticks of cigarettes or consume other drugs. Dr. Bunyi Innocent, a general practitioner at the Bamenda Regional Hospital, says peer pressure is just one of the several reasons why the young people smoke.
They find it pleasurable. They smoke because they want to get relaxed and calm, the feeling of being more socially placed.
The health expert proposes ways to quit this addiction.
By using nicotine replacement therapy, that's the greatest component of cigarettes, prevents you from actually taking this nicotine directly to the lungs where it causes more of this damage. Coming up with some lifestyle changes, you do more exercise, engage in other activities, this tends to distract you from smoking. In very severe cases of addiction, probably need the input of a mental health specialist.
Medics in the region highlight that tobacco smoking is not only bad for the smokers, but passive smokers are also at risk. Ola Titanki, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Still in relation to smoking, health experts are warning that smoking hookah, popularly called shisha, remains a major risk factor to numerous diseases. According to medics, shisha, which is common among youths, if not well managed, can lead to severe addiction and death in some cases. Khaled Jani tells us more in the following report.
Hookah, popularly called shisha bars and cafes, have grown in popularity, particularly in urban areas and around college campuses. In the central region, it has become a bricks business for many.
I'm into shisha smoking. For me, it does not have any great effect. If I can smoke it 4 times for a year, so I'm fine by it. But you know, there's a saying that too much of a thing becomes a disease. If you start smoking shisha all the time, I know it will build up some kind of disease in your body that you will realize it when you're old.
Despite selling deadly products, these shisha bars market themselves as a social, fun and relaxing environment to young adults and usually offer musical performances, food and alcohol to attract the youngsters.
When I took it, it had an effect. The same thing with the subsequent 3 times before I had to stop, because I found that it was making me really drowsy, and I think the 3rd shisha actually made me to choke. The 4th one made me to throw up because the content, I don't really know what they mixed there, but personally speaking, shisha is not for fun, eh?
Unfortunately, shisha potentially exposes the user to more smoke over a greater period of time.
First of all, shisha is not a good practice to engage yourself in. It is said to be more harmful than cigarettes even, because it is 15 times more carbon monoxide than cigarettes. According to World Health Organization, 1 hour session of smoking shisha is estimated to be about 100 to 200 ticks of cigarette, which makes it very, very harmful to the human body.
Health experts say short-term hookah use is associated with acute health effects, including increased heart rate and blood pressure, reduced pulmonary function, and carbon monoxide intoxication.
Colette Jani reporting. In more news, a group of young Cameroonian startupers in Yaoundé have built a niche for themselves by developing their own web house known as Pole Digital that facilitates digital economy. A fair to present their project to the Yaoundé public was organized at the headquarters of the Digital House in the Bastos neighborhood. Details with you, Irene Manti Ayonge.
Many youth in Cameroon have a remarkable mastery of digital technology, particularly through the creation of numerous startups in various fields, such as digital economy, that has a medley of opportunities for them that can carve them a niche. An example is that of 25-year-old Makoge Ketura, a business manager and brain behind the digital house dubbed Pool Digital in Yaoundé. Working alongside a group of young people, they intend to promote technological development in Cameroon. Thus, an open door day at the head office of the Pole Digital was organized to showcase a savoir-faire to the Yaoundé public. Na Sambowe says Jonathan is a sales representative.
Today was an occasion to all the public to know about digital marketing, software engineering, design, and so many other opportunities. Digital marketing is now the new way of selling. Digital marketing, you can have every opportunity.
Many are those who turned out at the fair.
My coming here has made me to gather a lot in the sector of digital marketing, where I am particularly concerned. Coming here to meet them will help me, because they are going to promote my small business enterprise to go viral.
Makoge Ketura and her team are amongst many young Cameroonians whose ingenuities are heading for the skies. Irene Mantayonge, CRTV Center.
We take you to the south, where kindergarten kids and pupils across the town of Ebolova have been encouraged to shun deviant behaviors, bad friends, and make the three-month vacation period a gainful one. Head teachers and proprietors of nursery and primary schools in the region were appealing to learners during ceremonies organized on Friday to mark the start of the third term holiday. Clarence Aze reports.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are highly welcome to our end of the ceremony.
Most nursery and primary schools in the town of Ebolova opted for grandiose feast to celebrate nursery 2 children promoted to class 1 and class 6 pupils getting set for secondary education. Emotional packed moments as the kindergartens and pupils thrill their parents through songs, recitations, and ballets.
My name is Bata Emanuela B. Royal. The school year was very fun. We did many things, and I passed my common entrance, and I also wish that I also pass my first school so I can go to form 1.
The joy of most school proprietors and teachers is to have spent a successful school year with their learners. Most head teachers gave a satisfactory assessment of the past year.
The school year is very good. The people of classes have 101% for common in class. I'm very happy that I'm going back.
Amidst the merrymaking, teachers did not fail to caution the learners to abstain from delinquent behaviors during the holiday period. Parents have also been exhorted to allow their kids spend a restful vacation as they wait for September to begin another learning cycle. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRTV News in Ebolova.
And we go to Boya in the Southwest region, where the Southwest Development Authority, SOWEDA, says it will spare no efforts in assisting farmers to guarantee food security in the Southwest region. The assurances were made yesterday in Boya during a meeting to evaluate the performance of the structure, which is working with the government to improve on the socioeconomic and social development of the people of the Southwest region, despite the prevailing political climate. Enanga Menyoli of CRTV Southwest tells us more.
The promotion of white pepper cultivation, eco-livestock and fisheries value chain projects, road infrastructure and many more will soon be injected in the agricultural map of the Southwest region with the intention to create more jobs and opportunities for farmers in all corners of the region. For such projects like these and more to be executed, Herbert Ediage Apande, board chair SOWEDA, says there must be collaboration between SOWEDA and partners.
We've recommended asking management to look for other funding partners, collaborate with third parties, especially international partners who have funding and who have projects.
During a meeting in Boya devoted for the evaluation of management report for 2023, it was revealed that 81% of projects were realized despite the existing constraints.
Resources were mobilized to the tune of about 2,266,000,000, and of those 2,266,000,000, 1,840,000,000 were executed. In terms of expenses, the management has done very well.
SOWEDA is expecting to bring development to red zones and ensure food security in the Southwest region, as it is a key player in the presidential plan for the reconstruction and development of the region. Elanga Mignoli, CRTV News, Boya.
And out of the country, South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa is under growing pressure after leading the ruling African National Congress, ANC, to its worst election result in 30 years, forcing it to share power. Of almost all the votes in the ANC, is on a 40% down from 58% in the previous election. And according to analysts, the result is lower than the party's feared worst-case scenario of 45%. The ANC has always pulled above 50% since the country's first democratic elections in 1994, which saw Nelson Mandela become president. In sports, the 24th edition of the University Games in Garoua wraps up this afternoon with the University of Yaoundé 2 in Swat topping the medal chart with 34 medals, 16 of them in gold. The official closing ceremony will be presided over by the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandungu. Wilson Mengole tells us more.
A very good afternoon to you, Yaounde, and welcome to the campus of Jumasi of the University of Garoua, where any moment from now, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famandungu, will be closing the university games in Garoua. The University of Yaounde Tuswa is still topping the medal table with 34 medals, that's 16 in gold. They are closely followed by the University Institute of Siantu with 35 medals. They have 14 gold medals, and behind them is the Institute of the Gulf of Guinea. The Institute of the Gulf of Guinea is on the third spot. According to the organizers, their goal is to see some of these athletes participate in university games at the continental front. Let's now listen to Professor Roger Tiafak Namfuso, president of University Sports in Cameroon.
We are thinking to propose to our Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, some innovations to let people think that a university can innovate, can change in the good direction, can propose to our community, even international community, something new each year. Can you imagine? We have a National Federation of Sport, but it is rare for us to be part of the games at African level. This is not normal.
That's the situation out here. We've been Victor Bala Josemfu Winsin Mengole at the Jumasi campus of the University of Garoua for the University Games.
Thank you, Wilson. Now in cycling, the second lap of the ongoing 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour is ongoing with three cyclists occupying the first rank of the lap. The cyclists began the 102.7-kilometer lap from Figil to Garoua at 23 minutes past 1 this afternoon. CRTV's envoy, Harrison Nashu, is on the line with updates on the race course. Harrison, are you on?
Good afternoon, Ayim Bile. The cyclists are on the race course now for more than 2 hours in the rain without any sound. Four Algerians race at the moment, 121 seconds ahead of the holder of the yellow jersey, Clovis Nzongabozolo, who is in the peloton behind the Algerians. Five Cameroonian cyclists are on the peloton. Despite the weather, the population along the Figi-Garoua stretch to stand by the roadside to cheer the cyclists. After this afternoon, second lap of the race that will end in Garoua, the third lap will take place tomorrow in Garoua, and it's going to be a close race in our capital, covering a distance of 97.2 kilometers. Now, listeners, that Clovis Kamzongabosolo, who is wearing the yellow jersey, won the first lap of the race yesterday, covering the 127 kilometers Marwa lap in 3 hours 13 seconds. He is 3 minutes 13 seconds ahead of his immediate competitors on the generation tape so far. Deren Engele, Harrison Ashu, on the race course of the 20th edition of the Cameroon International Cycling Tour.
Harrison, thank you so very much for filing in. And we end with this. Five Cameroonian Sambo athletes have qualified for the finals in their different categories at the ongoing African Championship in Cairo, Egypt. They are Maxwell Njantu Nana in the plus 98 kilogram category, Jim Oluseidu in the less than 88 kilogram category, Joseph Besala Awona in the less than 79 kilogram, and Celestin Bida Zanga in the less than 58 kilogram category. All in combat sambo and sambo sports, they are representing Cameroon at that continental competition that started this morning. And now to end the news, yeah, once again, are our top stories. The Southwest region is saying thank you to the President of the Republic for a higher teacher training college, with CPDM members reiterating the unwavering support to the party chairman, President Paul Biya. The ANC party that freed South Africa from apartheid is losing its 30-year majority in landmark elections. And students of the University of Yaounde 2 in Swa perform impressively well, bagging 34 medals, 16 in gold, at the Garoua University Games that end today. Up next is the summary of the news in the French language with you, Fatime Bintou Akum.
Bon après-midi à tous. Le Salon international de l'audiovisuel du Cameroun a refermé ses portes hier soir à Douala. Pendant plus de semaines, de nombreux participants venus du monde ont enrichi l'événement à travers leurs contributions sur la production, la diffusion et la distribution des contenus audiovisuels de qualité. Et pour réduire la fracture numérique, les acteurs, les cinéastes, les comédiens et autres producteurs ont relevé la nécessité d'intégrer dans le 7e art l'intelligence artificielle. La journée mondiale sans tabac s'est célébrée hier 31 mai. À l'occasion, le ministère de la Santé publique a déployé sur le terrain des équipes en vue de sensibiliser les jeunes sur les dangers liés à la consommation du tabac et de ses dérives sur la santé. Une initiative à laquelle s'associe un groupement de jeunes de lutte contre la consommation des substances dopantes. Autre actualité, le président du bureau de section RDPC Nyon Infumu Nord, le maire de la commune d'Ayos, Paul Ndongobikor, invite les membres des bureaux de section RDPC ou FRDPC au OJRDPC à prendre part à la conférence conjointe de la sous-section Jamo qui se tient demain, dimanche 2 juin 2024, dès 13h, à l'esplanade de la chefferie de Long. Assis. À l'étranger, Congo, les riverains d'une usine locale intoxiquée au plomb, les habitants de Vindoulou, près de Pointe-Noire, sont exposés à la pollution de l'air suite aux recycleurs de batteries au plomb usé. Des sources médicales révèlent un taux alarmant de plomb dans le sang des habitants de la localité. Et puis sport, les Jeux universitaires Garoua 2024 s'achèvent ce samedi. La cérémonie de clôture des Jeux se déroule en ce moment sur le campus de Djoumassi sous la présidence du ministre d'État, ministre de l'Enseignement supérieur, le professeur Jacques Famdongo. L'université de Yaoundé de Soa occupe la tête du classement général avec 34 médailles, dont 16 en or. Et puis le Tour cycliste international du Cameroun se poursuit. À matinée, les coureurs ont parcouru l'étape Figuil-Garoua, trajet long de 102 km. C'est la fin du condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter.